The United States has lost its seat on the UN Human Rights Commission. The three seats reserved for Western nations went to France, Austria, and Sweden. The United States has served on the commission since it was established in 1947. Eleanor Roosevelt was the commission's first chair and the main author of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. William Lures is president of the United Nations Association and former ambassador to Czechoslovakia and Venezuela. He joins me now on the phone from New York. Good morning, Ambassador.
Good morning.
Was this a surprise?
Yes. It was a surprise and really a shock. Eleanor Roosevelt was one of our early members. Human rights has been one of the key interests of the United Nations Association.
And so why do you think the U.S. was denied a seat this time?
I guess they could argue that one is we're being punished for alleged unilateralism, our withdrawal from the Kyoto Protocol on global warming, our failure to pay our debt for $1 billion for so many years, maybe even unilateralism on the Missile Defense Treaty. And I think the second reason that's being alleged is that we didn't lobby hard enough, that we didn't make any deals to make sure that we stayed on. It's probably a mixture of all those. The member states maybe are a little fed up with how difficult it is to deal with the major power in the U.N.
And President Bush has yet to nominate an ambassador to the U.N.
Well, he's nominated one. John Negroponte has been named. He hasn't been submitted formally to the Senate. But we are without an ambassador, you're right.
And you're calling for one of the three European nations to step down. And how likely is that?
Probably not very likely. I guess our approach is that it could be potentially so serious with regard to the reaction in Washington to this long-troubled U.S. willingness to participate actively in the U.N., I guess we're worried that there must be some solution to it. And all diplomatic problems have some human solution, and I think this might be one of them.
Well, what do you think the implications will be for this in the Congress?
I guess I worry that this is a stage in which this new Congress and this new administration are feeling their way tentatively with regard to how to cooperate internationally. And the UN is one of the most important vehicles for that. And this will be seen in Congress as an indicator, particularly by those who've always looked for some indicator that this is enemy territory in New York, that the UN is alien to U.S. values and to the U.S. role. There is before the House right now a bill to finally pay about $582 million that we owe. And I worry that that will be held up even further. And a general sort of Bush administration pullback would worry me a lot.
Thanks a lot for joining us. William Lures is the chairman and president of the United Nations Association of the USA.